Mesechtes Gitt in Daf Samach Vav, 7 lines to the bottom of Daf Samach Hayom Beis at the new Mishnah. As we will see in the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Manav, which states, Habari Sha'omar, that if there's someone that's healthy and he says to two Edim, Kisu Get L'Ishti, I want you to write a get for my wife, Rotzal of Sachik Ba, that since he didn't say Kisu Tzu Get L'Ishti, therefore we say they didn't really mean to give this get to his wife. And based on this din, our Mishnah begins, Bari Shein Ha'imim, originally they would say that Yitzib Bekrila, if there was a person that was being let out in chains to be executed by the government, and va'oma kisvu get l'ishti, and he said to two people, I want you to write a get to my wife, and he didn't say kisvu tnu, ha've'ilu yichtivu yitnu. In this case, we would say that he still meant to say, I want you to write it, and I want you to give it to my wife, and we don't say mesachaku ba. And as Rashi explains, the aga pachte, because he was so frightened, tarid v'leparish, so he's tarid and didn't specify kisvu tnu, but that's actually what he meant. And of course, why would a person write a get to his wife if he's about to be killed? And as we always say, that this person potentially didn't have children, and he didn't want his wife to have to fall the Yibam or to have Chalitza, and therefore he wanted to make sure that she received the get before he died. And the Rashi brings from the Yerushalmi that Amra Mona V'loy Seif Dava B'Krilish O'Sakana, this is not only referring to a situation where he was going out with chains based on Sakana, Elafila B'Krilish O'Mamin, and even if he was arrested based on the fact that he owed the government money, and he owned that fine, Shekola Krila B'Cheska Sakana, as in those days, anyone that was arrested and potentially was being put in prison, they were considered to be in a situation of sakonis nefashis. And of course, therefore, we don't have to say that this person was going to be executed publicly. We could say he was being put in prison, and therefore the person was also nervous. Potentially he would be killed and no one would find out about it, and he wanted to make sure that his wife did not remain in Aguna. And the mission continues, Chazu Leima, that even though this was the only time that we said originally that the dinet harayel yichadu v'yitnu, even though he only said kisu and he didn't say kisu utnu, however, later on we said, Afim Farish, even if someone is about to head out on a voyage and he's about to go to sea, which was of course a dangerous matzah, so since he was tarred at that moment, so once again we say that even though he said kisvu, he meant to say kisvu tnu, and therefore you could write a get for his wife and you could give it to her as well. And the Mishnah continues by Yoitze B'Sheyora, and also someone's going out with a caravan, and as Rashi says, Limit Boris, and he was traveling into the desert, then the din is that also if he would say kisvu, it's as if he said kisvu tnu, and you could write and you could give his wife a get. And the Mishnah ends off of Shimon Shazuri Aima, Afa Masukan, that even if someone is a chayla, the din would be the same, that he's considered tarred, and therefore, even if he says kisvu and he doesn't say kisvu tnu, the din would be that you could write and you could give his wife a get. And Rashi in Asugya says chayla, and it's mashma, as long as a person is sick, then we say this din. And the Pnei Yeshua says that's mashma like Rashi from the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Manav that talks about a bari, and therefore it seems to be contrasting the din of chayla to a bari, and anyone that's not considered well would be in this category of being a chayla, even if he's not a chayla mesukin. However, the Rambam says, who adam shekafetz alav achayla b'mehira, this is a person that suddenly became very sick, v'chadut chayla b'miad, and he became very ill very quickly. And Ritvar says, shechishiv atzim mesukin, that this person thought that he's very ill, the amma v'ayle lahu gavar d'mayis, that he said, woe is to me that I'm about to die. And the Tzitz Rid states, on our amid, pirish af achayla gam hu tarid b'chol yav, v'koshel lahab is dvarim, and it's hard for him to speak a lot, v'anan tzadi, kishu amma kisvu, gam tru, ratzalayma, really wanted to say, loshit tru, elu machnas chayla, because he was sick, nixtru l'shayna, therefore he couldn't speak a lot, and that's why he only said kisvu and he did not say tnu. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that Rashi says in Diba Maschal Yetzi B'Shiara that talking with Midbaris that he went out on a caravan into the Midbar. And the Beis Yosef points out that it's Mashma from Rashi that if he wasn't going out to a Midbar and he was only going from city to city, which is not as dangerous, so we wouldn't consider him tarred, and this didn't wouldn't apply, and he would have to say kisvu or tnu in order for the Eden to be able to write the get and give it to his wife. And our Gemara begins, and it brings for the fourth time in Masechtas Gittin the name of Geneva, and really each time the Gemara brings Geneva, it's for another part of the story, and we saw Geneva on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we saw that he was a Talmud Chacham, and he was someone that was a Baal Machlekes, and as we saw on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that Ma'ukva sent to Rabbi Elazar to ask him that if someone is bothering me, can I go and be Meiser him to Malchus? As we saw, this was referring to Geneva, who was bothering Ma'ukva, and the end result was Rabbi Elazar told him, Hashkem Behar V'Aleim L'Beis HaMedrash, then call him Aleim, go to Beis HaMedrash, learn and daven, and they will be destroyed by themselves. And the Gemara tells us immediately after Rabbi Elazar said this, right away Geneva was placed in chains, and our Gemara now begins at that point, that Geneva Yaitse B'Kleilava, at this point Geneva was being let out in chains, Kavu Kanofik, when he was going out, Omar, he said to two people, Havu Abba Me'ezuzel Rabba Vina Mechamer Den HaPanya, I want you to make sure that even though my Yerusha will be receiving the Yerusha, that you should take 400 zuz of wine from a place called the HaPanya, and make sure to give it to Rabba Vina. Now in this case, even though Geneva said this, but there was no kinyan that was made, and although we know that divrei shchimra is chesurim and chesurim dami, and you don't have to make a kinyan, however, Geneva was not a shchimra, and he was only yaitz b'koyla, and the shaila was, the yarshim be able to say that since he didn't make a kinyan, we don't have a responsibility to give you this $400 of wine. Gemara continues, Rab Zeris said, and we continue on daf samach vavim alav, dora vinul siltei, the ravina should pack up bezoinais and put it in a basket and carry on his shoulders in order to prepare himself, in order to be able to travel, and he should go to Rav Huna, his Rebbe, and as Rashi says, Rav Zera was giving this Eitzah to Rav Vina, because V'yeluch le'Eitzah Rav Huna Rabbi, ki apiv v'shmu Eitzah, yiskev matonah b'loi kinyin, that because he knew that Rav Huna would hold, even though there was no kinyin made, that he would still paskin that Rav Vina should get this $400 of wine, and Rav Zera explains that Amar Rav Huna, because as we'll see on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, Rav Huna will state, Gita kemat nasai, that there's a comparison between a person that's a shchimra that gives his wife a get, and a person that's a shchimra that gives a matonah, and ma matnasa im amad chayza, just like b'negei a matonah, if someone gives away all of the nechasim while they're sick, the din is that if they get up and they're not sick any longer and they get well, then the chayza and the matonah is not considered a valid matonah. Afkita im amad chayza, also b'negei a get, even if he didn't say in Macy that the only way that this get will be chal is if I die, the din is that as long as he gets better, then he could be chayza and the get is not considered valid, even if he told Adim kisfu through get l'ishti, or if he himself actually delivered the get to his wife, and therefore by extension Rav Zera wanted to say that it must be that Rabbi Rav Huna would also hold that Magito Afgav Bloy Parish Kivin Amet Kisvu Afgav Bloy Amatru, just like Benegei get, we just saw in our Mishnah that if there's a person that's been Yaitz B'Kayla, the din is that even if he doesn't explicitly state that I want you to be Kisvu Tru, the din is that the get would be given to his wife Afmat Nasai, even Benegei Matana Kivin Amatru Afgav Bloy Konumine, that even if he only says that I want you to give the Matana to this person, even if no kinyan was made, that the person was Kaina, as we look at a person that's being Yaitz B'Kayla with the same dinim as a Shchimra. And the Gemara continues, Maskla Rab Abba, so Rab Abba asked the following question, "E ma matana yesh l'achemisa, if you're going to tell me that we could appear matna Shchimra and get to each other, so we know b'degeya matana, and it's possible for a matana to be chal l'achemisa, afget yesh l'achemisa, so we should also say that if a man gives a get to his wife and says, I want this to be chal after I die, then it should be chal after death, and of course we know that's not the din, and therefore you see that we don't always compare the din of get to the din of matna Shchimra, or the din of matna Shchimra to the din of get." And the Gemara responds that it's impossible to Rab Abba ask such a question because Hachi Hashda, Bishlein Matana Is L'Achemisa, but the game Matana, we understand that if Shchimra says that I want to give a Matana to Pliny after I die, and Rabbanan says, Shleiti Tarif Daitai, that this Matana will be a valid Matana, and this Takana can work based on the concept of Hefka Bezna Hefka. However, El Get L'Achemisa Me'ika, you can't say that Rabbanan said that a get will work after Misa, Shleiti Tarif Daitai, as of course a get is a din deraisa, and B'negei Yisur, and you can't say the concept of Hefka Bezna Hefka. And the Mishnah specifically told us on that you give him a mouth, Sha'im etru getzel ishti, lo yidnu la'achemisa. And Rav Kvega is that l'chur, if this is the story of the Gemara, that we have a cloud that called him a kaidish, I died to Rabbanim a kaidish, Rabkin Rabbanim a kadushim in a, so why don't we say, even B'negei get, it's possible that Bezin would say, Shalik to Tarif Daitai, that once he dies, then we actually say that his original kadushim is not chal, and therefore the get actually will be chal, even la'achemisa, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, El Rab Abba Hachi Kakashle, based on this question, it must be that Rab Abba had the following question, Mat Neshchim Rabbi Mixasi, the Lachar over here, since Geneva only gave away part of the Chosim to Rabbi Avina, therefore it's only Matana B'Mixas, and we know Mat Neshchim Rabbi Mixas, by a Kinyan, that if a Shchimra only gives away part of his assets, then there is a requirement for there to be a Kinyan, as we say that since he left over some of the Chosim for himself, it must be that he didn't really think that he's certainly going to die, and therefore such a Matana we consider as a Matnas Bari, and there is a requirement to make a Kinyan. And the Gemara continues and takes this question of Abba very seriously, and it states, Mechlav Rav Huna Sava Loi Bari Kinyan. So it must be Rav Huna argues on this dinner of Abba that Matna Shchimra B'Mixas does not need a Kinyan, V'Kai Melon De Bari Kinyan, but everyone holds that Matna Shchimra B'Mixas needs a Kinyan, and therefore how would we say that Rav Huna would argue on this? And the Gemara answers, Shani Hacha De Mitzava Machas Misahu. Over here it was different because we know that he was commanding based on the fact he was about to die, and as Rashi says, Sheyodeya Sheyetz B'Kila In, and in that case, even if you didn't give away all of your assets, the din is that the receiver is koina even without an actual kinyan. And the Gemara continues that if we're saying that the case was where Geneva was being mitzav and machmis misa, mechlav Rab Abba Sava, so then if Rab Abba asked this question, he must hold that even if someone's mitzav and machmis misa by a kinyan, for kai melon delay by a kinyan, everyone agrees that someone that's mitzav and machmis misa does not need a kinyan, even if they're not giving away all the assets, and therefore, how could Rab Abba ask this question to Rav Huna? And the Gemara says, El Rab Abba, hachi kakashle, therefore, it must be Rab Abba asked the following question. question that Luchayr the Lashon that the Gnevi used, and he said that Havu Abba Meizuzel Ravina Mechamer Dinapanya is nonsensical, as Chamer Loikama, he didn't say, I want you to give him wine, which is worth 400 zuz, and Mechamer Loikama, he didn't say, I want you to go and sell the wine and give him the kiesh that you're able to go and get based on selling the wine and give him 400 zuz. And Gnevi used Lashon Mechamer Kama, as Rashi says, Zuzi Mechamer Kama, you should give him money that comes from wine, the Nesulei, is it possible to make money out of wine? Of course, it's nonsensical, and therefore Rav Abba was bothered that how could you, Rav Zeira, think that in this case that Rav Avina should receive the 400 zuz of wine if Lamaisa Gneva made a nonsensical statement? And the Gemara answers Ve'idach, and Rav Zeira felt Mechamra when Gneva said the Lashon Mechamra, his Kedei Liyafas his Kechai, that he wanted to make sure to give the best position possible to Rav Avina and to make sure that no matter what, he will either be able to get 400 zuz of wine from his Yarshim, or he'll be able to get 400 zuz of cash from his Yarshin, and that's why he used such a Lashon, which we'll explain in a moment, and Shalchu Matam, and they also sent from Eretz Yisrael, Mechamra, Kedei Liyafas his Kechai, that the reason why he used the Lashon Mechamra is in order to give the strongest position to Rav Avina. And Rashi explains, Kedei Liyafas his Kechai, Lekachle Pirish, Leizu Vilezu, that's why Gneva didn't say that I want to give Rav Avina Chamra, and he didn't say I want to give him the Mei Chamra, as Kedei Liyafas his Kechai, Shehele Kalayayin Shele Achrayas, as you wanted to give him the best position in order to create a lien for Rav Avina against all of his wine, Shem Amat Tula Yayin, as Gneva, who was a Bar Uyan and was a great Talmud Chacham, he knew that if you would only say, I want to give him wine, then in Hichbitz Minayayin, Meir Chavis, if 100 barrels of his wine would become vinegar and would not be very good any longer, then the Yarshim could say to Ravina, Shalcha Hichmitz, the 100 barrels that got ruined were yours, and therefore we don't have to give you any more. And Gneva also knew, V'yamah Demechamer, that if he would tell them that he has to give to Ravina Demechamer, who Machrim and Aksas, and his Yarshim would sell some of the barrels, but of the Amais, and then that money that they received for selling the barrels would be lost, they would tell Ravina of the Maisecha that your money was lost. Therefore he said, I want you to give him Mechamra to Mashmiyayim Vidamov Shakala Krayasloi, and I am giving him a full lien against my property for an amount of 400 zuz, either from wine or from cash. And keep in mind that L'chira, if all of the barrels of wine would be lost, or they would sell all the barrels and then all that money would be lost, then L'chira in that case certainly Ravina would not receive anything. And the Mishnah continues, Mishay Mushlech Habara, if there was someone that was thrown into a pit, and he said that anyone that hears my voice should write a get for my wife, and he specified his name as well as his city, and he specified his wife's name as well as her city. And once again, since his person is a matzav of sakana, so we say that even though he only said kisvu, it's considered as if he said kisvu tzvu, and therefore the edom that heard it could write the get, and they could give it to his wife. And the Gemara begins that how can you go and give a get to his wife for leicha shemeshadu, that since it's in a bar, and that was a makom where there used to be shadim, and therefore how can we give a get to this person's wife, as maybe it wasn't the person at all, and maybe it was a shade that was actually saying this. So Rabbi Huda states, Musadam, that we saw that it was a form of a person in the bar, and the Gemara says, Inunami Edmui Idmu, at times shadim also able to come across Bidmus Adam as looking in the form of a person, and the Gemara says, the Chazalei Rabaya, that they actually saw a shadow of the person, and a shade doesn't have a shadow, and the Gemara says, Inunami Isla Rabaya, that's not true, that even shadim do have a shadow, and the Gemara answers, the Chazalei Rabaya Rabaya, that we saw the shadow in the shadow, which means that at some time during the day, we find that a person will have double shadow, they'll have a lighter shadow and a darker shadow, and we have a Kabbalah that this type of shadow is not relevant to a shade, and is only appropriate and applicable to a human being. And the Gemara asks, V'dilma inu nami islu, how do we know that a shade does not have this double shadow? Maybe they do as well. And Amar Chanina, therefore Chanina says, Limdeini Yenisim Midi, that my son Yenisim taught me, V'baya islu, that although a shade has a shadow, however V'baya V'baya leslu, they do not have a double shadow. And even though in our Gemara the Gersa is Limdeini Yenisim Bini, however the Gersa Masechtas Yevamos is Limdeini Yenisim Shida, and Rashi over there says that this Yenisim was either a shade himself, or he was someone that is an expert in shadim, and therefore we had a valid Kabbalah that shadim do not have Baya Rabaya. And Ayin Teza Diva Maschel V'lecha Shem Meshedu, that even though we had a concern that maybe he's a shed, that was only because the person was in a bar, where the same would be true if the person was on top of a mountain, as we know those are Mekhimis where it's Mitsuyan that they are shadim, and as the Gemara Masechtas Megillah tells us, that's Asal Adam Shitin Shalom Chaveir Besada. However, if it would be within a city, then even if you don't see a person clearly and we're not sure if there's actual person that's said to write this get for his wife, we would still do so, and we wouldn't be chayshish that maybe it's a shade. And the Gemara continues that even though we now know that this person in the bar is a human being, but Dilmutzarihi, maybe it's actually another woman, and this woman is the tsara or the co-wife of the woman who is the subject of this get, And for example, Reuven is married to Rachel and Leah, and Leah goes into a bar, and she will make believe that she is Reuven, and she will call out to people that they should write a get for his wife Rachel, and meanwhile they will deliver a get to Rachel. Rachel will think that she's actually divorced, and she'll go and get remarried, and even if we find out it's not a valid get, Lemaisa, she went and was Mizana with someone else, and therefore she'll be also to her husband, and therefore the Torah will get rid of her co-wife. Rashi Masechta Zivama says, Shenasa Isha B'Makam Acha, that Reuven married Leah in a different place, and then she came to the city in order to be Makalkala Tzara Rachel, and then she left town, and we never even knew about his wife Leah. And the reason why Rashi explained the Gemara this way, because otherwise we could just say that the din of the Mishnah is only applicable if we knew that she didn't have a Tzara. However, Rashi is explaining that even if we don't know that there's a Tzara, and because the Tzara doesn't live over here, we still have to be Chayshish that maybe there's a Tzara in a different town, and she now came to this town in order to specifically be Makalkal Rachel. And the Gemara answers, Tanvei Rav Shmuel, that we learned in the Yeshiva Rav Shmuel, B'shas Sakana, Kaisa V'Nesin, Afo Pishay Mekirin, that since this person in the bar is in a Shas Sakana, therefore, even if we're not certain that it was a shade or not, or if we're not certain if this was a Tzara or not, and even though Reuven only said Kisvu, and he did not say Kisvu or Tzru, we would still write and give the get to his wife, and as Rashi says, B'shas Sakana, K'goyim Zesh, and M'sukin Lamas, V'imloy Akshav Emesai, and if we don't help him out at this moment, and he dies prior to us giving this get, then potentially his wife would be Zokog Li'ibam, and therefore we want to make sure to give this get as quickly as possible. And even though she'im akirin b'zeo shapir shmai, if this is actually Reuven that's in this bar, and some of Farshim explain at this point to the Gemara that we're not chayshish that it's a tzara, and we're also not chayshish that's a shade, even if you didn't see his shadow. And some explain that this teretz of the Gemara only takes care of the possibility that this person was actually the tzara, but for the giga shade, we still would have to be able to see b'bayi d'bayah, as otherwise we would still have to be chayshish for a shade, even though it's b'shas ha'sakana. And the new Mishnah begins, Habari sha'ama kisvu get le'ishti ratza l'sachik boyo, that if there's someone that's healthy and is not b'shas sakana and is not in one of the categories that we had in the Samachayim and Beis in the Mishnah, and he said kisvu and he did not say tru, then the din is that you cannot give this get to his wife, as it must be he just wanted to bother his wife and he wanted to tell her that I have the power to give you a get, but he didn't really actually mean to give her a get. And Maisa Bari Echad, in the story with the person who was healthy, sha'ama kisvu get le'ishti, that he said, I want to write a get to my wife, but all the Rashi got v'nafal mace, and then he went up onto a rooftop and he fell and he died. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, if he fell by himself, meaning they committed suicide, then even though he didn't say kisvu utnu, we say it's because he was tired and therefore would be a valid get. However, if we know that the way he died is not based on suicide, but it's because he was pushed off the rooftop by a large wind, ain't a get, then since he only said kisvu get l'ishtai, and since he wasn't tired and he was a bari, and he didn't say kisvu utnu get l'ishtai, therefore we say ratzel sachik ba, and therefore the get is not valid. And the Gemara begins and asks, Maisa Lista, the Luchera, or the Mishnah brings a story, and generally a story comes to be Maseyed, a prior din, and the first din of the Mishnah was, Habari Sha'ama Kisvu Gel Ishti Ratzel Sachik Ba, and it's Mashman, in all cases, this is the din. And we then bring a story in the Mishnah, which tells us that it's not necessarily always the din, as it depends what the scenario was, and this is not the standard way of a Mishnah. And the Gemara therefore says, Chasir Mechsev Harikhtani, in a Chinami, by force, we must say that we're missing some words in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah meant to say, that after we said and it would seem it's never going to be a get, however the Mishnah adds a caveat and says that if we were able to prove from the end result that it must be that he was not a bari at that point and he was actually tired at that point, then it possibly will be a get. And there's the story also, and keep in mind, although the Mishnah does not say this, but of course even though this person was already Shagag v'nafla meis, it must be that these Edom that heard him say kisvu get l'ishti already wrote and delivered the get prior to him jumping off the roof and prior to him committing suicide in order for the get to be chal. And Rashi in Masechta Schulin daf lam tes on beis states v'nafla meis v'kvar kasvu v'nasno Edom get l'ishti, and he says in me'atzum v'nafal v'ade mitchilo ha'yadayte lalis v'lipol v'havale bol k'mesukin, and therefore he was torah just like someone that's mesukin. And the Taitz Rid doesn't seem to learn the Gemara that's referring to a case of suicide, as the Taitz Rid says in me'atzum v'nafal that he knew that he was very sick, because we see at the end result that he fell and he died, and it seemed because he was in a weakened state, that's why he fell off the roof. And the Rishonim also explained that when we said him, that's talking about a person that goes up to a rooftop and immediately he falls off the roof, and therefore it's clear that he must have committed suicide. However, if a person is on a roof for a while and then he falls off the roof, then it must be that it was Ruach Techasai, and therefore it's not considered a get. And the Gemara continues, Gavra, the Ola Beit Knishna. It was a person that was about to travel, and therefore he was tired, and he went into Beis HaKnesses, and Eshkach Mikra Yenuka Ubrei the Yasvi, he found a person who was teaching children and his son that was sitting together, the Yosef Inish Achrinu Gabayo, and there was one other person that was there as well. Amaluhuni said to them, Beitri Menaychu Nichtavu Gitul Bisu, I want to appoint two of you to go and write a get for my wife, and he didn't say Kisvu through, but the Maisa, he was tired as he was about to travel. And prior to writing the get, Lesoiv Shachiv Makri Yenuka, that the person that was the Rebbe, he actually died, and therefore all that was left over was the son of the Mikra Yenuka and this other person. So the question was, Mi Mashvinish Bral Shlicha B'makam Abay Loi, do we say that when Reuven appointed these two people to go and write a get for him, he really did not mean to appoint a son, as it's not proper and it's not respectful to appoint the son of a person prior to appointing that person, and it must be that when he said, I want two of you to go and write a get for me, he really was only referring to the Rebbe as well as this other person and not to the Rebbe's son, and therefore now the Rebbe died, therefore there was no appointment to the son to go and write a get, and if this person that made this appointment already left L'Medina Siyam, so there's no way for us to write this get for him, and we can't give a get to his wife. And the Gemara brings a machlekes, Rav Nachman Amar, Loi Mashvinish Bro Shlich B'Makom Abo, that a person would not appoint a son when the father is there, and therefore the son and this other person cannot write his get, even though the father died. And Rav Papi Amar, Rav Papi states, Mashvinish Bro Shlich B'Makom Abo, that even though the father was there, it was still fine for this person to say, any of you two could be my shluchim to write this get, and therefore, even though the father died, the son and this other person will be able to write this get. And Amar Rava, Hilchasa Mashvinish Bro Shlich B'Makom Abo, that would pass the Rav Papa, the Mashvinish Bro Shlich B'Makom Abo, and therefore it's possible to write this get. And we begin the new Mishnah. Until now, we were talking about a case where someone said Kisvu Get Lishti, and he didn't say Kisvu Tnu, and the Mishnah now begins Amar Lishnayim Tnu Get Lishti. In this case, a person said to two people, "I want you to give a get to my wife," and he didn't say Kisvu Tnu. And we continue on Daf Samach Vav Beis Oyel Shloisha, or he said to three people, "Kisvu Get, I want you to write a get for my wife Utnu Ishti, and I want you to give this get to my wife." Hareilu Yichtvu Yitnu. Then the din is that they have to personally go and sign this get, and they have to give the get to his wife. And Rashi at the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Medalt explains after that Leoma Kisvu Tnu, that even though Reuven did not say Kisvu Tnu, Hareilu Yachtvu Baatzman, these two people that he said this to, or the three people that he said Kisvu Tnu to, would have to go and sign this get by themselves, and they can't go and appoint other Edom to go and sign the get, as since they were only two people, the La Bezim, you know, he didn't appoint them as the Bezim with Tzavis Alachirim, Ala Edom Shevinu, he created Edom, and he didn't create a Bezdin, and therefore they don't have a right to give over the Shlichus to someone else. And even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Harei Ilu Yichtu V'yitnu, we specifically touched it, and that they would have to actually sign the get, and Rashi says, Ugumor M'farish HaKsava Get, Im Yichon L'Tzavis Sefer Achim L'Chtayb, if B'negeid, the actual writing of the get, can they go and be mitzava another sefer to write the get for them? Or did the husband mean that they have to actually write the get as well, and they can't give the shlichus over to a sefer either? And Rashi at the top of Samach Vav Amud Beis explains that b'negei shloisha, the reason why you have to say kisvu tnu is because afal pishin ruin lasted bezin, even though that roy to be a bezin, that since Reuven specified, he said that you should write this get, therefore he didn't make them into a bezin, and he only made them into edim. And the Mishnah continues, Amal Shleisha. However, if Reuven said to three people, Tnu get l'ishtai, I want you to give a get to my wife, and he didn't say Lashin Kisvu, Hare ilu yaymer l'acheyim v'yichtvu m'pnei she'asan bezin divrameya. The Rameya holds that in this case we say that Reuven must have made them into a bezin, and therefore these three do not actually have to sign the get, and they would actually appoint other edim to sign the get, and all he meant was, I want to appoint you as a bezin, and I want you to be masad my get, and I want you to arrange my get, as Rashi says, Hare ilu yaymer l'edim acheyim l'ichtav v'lachtam v'litain. That certainly in this case they could appoint a sefer to write the get, and they could appoint Edom to sign the get and to give over the get to his wife because he created a bezdin. Now of course Rav Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah continues, Vizu halacha hel Rav Chanina ish oinoi beis asurin, and this halacha was brought by Rav Chanina ish oinoi from the beis asurin, and this is referring to Rabbi Kiva who was jailed because he was teaching and he was learning during the period of time of the Asara Rugim Malchus. And Rav Chanina ish oinoi stated mekubal ani, that I have a kabbalah from Rabbi Kiva, and I testify, as Ramea just stated. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yasi said, I said to the Shliach, meaning I said to Rabbi Chanina Ish Oinoi, Af Onu Mekubalim, that we also have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Kiva, not like you stated, Shafilu Omel Bezna Gadol Shu Shlaim, that even if Reuven would say to Bezna Gadol in Shlaim, Tnu Get L'Ishta, I want you to give a get to my wife, Shiyumadu V'Yichtu V'Yitnu, that the Dayanim themselves have to learn how to write a get, and they personally have to write and sign the get and give it to his wife. And the Mishnah continues with other dinim, Amal Asar, Kisvu Tnu Get L'Ishta, Mishnah, if Reuven says to 10 people, I want you to write a get and give it to my wife, Echad Kaisa V'Shnayim Chaisman, over there he didn't mean that I want you all to be involved in the get, just meant to say that amongst all of you, I want to make sure that the get is given, and therefore one of them would write the get, and two of them would sign on the get. However, Kulchan Ksaivu, if Reuven said to 10 people, I want all of you to write this get, Echad Kaisa V'Kulam Chaisman, then one of them would write the get, and the rest of them would actually have to sign on the get, and they all would have to be involved in the get, Lefikach, and therefore, Mes Echemen, if prior to executing this get, one of them dies, Harei Zeh Get Batal, then the get would be batal, and the get would be null and void. And Ayin Tezrit says, Avon Amar Kulchem Ksevu Kepei Dehabe Sherotzel Zeisa V'Pnei Kulon. They want to invaze his wife in front of all of them. And we already discussed this part of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis. And the Gemara begins. Amar Rabbi Yemin Ba'Abo. Rabbi Yemin Ba'Abo stated Shocholim Be Rav L'Shmuel, that they sent from the house of Rav to Shmuel Yomdeinu Rabbeinu, that the Rabbi should teach us Amar L'Shnayim Kisvu Tru Get L'Ishti. If Reuven says to two people, I want you to write a get and I want you to give this get to my wife, so he said the lashon of Kisvu Tru over here for Amar L'Seifer, and they said to the Sefer V'Kosav, and the Sefer writes the get, the Chos Muhein, but they actually sign on the get, Mao, would this be a valid get or not? And the last thesis on the Afsam of Rav Amnal, he points out, having Matzal and Boy, that this Shaila that came from the Yeshiva of Rav could have been asked by Imel Ishtayim, even in the case where Reuven said to two Edim, Tnu, Beloy Kisvu, and he didn't even say the word Kisvu, the two Lishtayim, Beloy Kisvu, as we said in the Mishnah, that even if a person says Lashon Tnu to two Edim, and he didn't say Lashon Kisvu Tnu, Ke Kisvu Tnu, Dami, it's exactly the same as saying Kisvu Tnu, V'Shem Menachem Kisvu Tnu L'Ravusa, and maybe the reason why Rav brought this lashon of Kisvu Tnu is as a chiddush to tell us that even if Reuven actually mentions the word Kisvu, we still have a suffix if these Edom have to actually write this get, or they only have to sign the get, and they could give over the responsibility to write the get to an actual sefer. And the Gemara tells us, Shalach Lehu, so Shmuel sent back to the yeshiva of Rav, that I am a suffix as to what the din is, and if you actually went and hired a sefer to write this get, then the din is teitzei, that if Rachel went and got married based on this get, then she has to be teitzei misafik, and she can't live with the new husband, the misafkalani kosher eloi, and as Rashi says, because Shmuel is misafik, if this get was kosher or not, by David Tzarek Talman, as Rashi says, klima, in a David Zeh Barulanu, this the idea is not clear to us, and we have to learn from greater people than us, in kosher eloi, if this is kosher or if it's not kosher. The Gemara continues, Maya David Tzarek Talman, what is the suffik of Shmuel? Elim and Shulman Havalumili, if you're going to say, because when the husband appointed these Edim, he said to them, I want you to write a get, and since the husband did not give over to them anything that's be'en, therefore there was only milim that were given over to them and that they should be shlichim about, and the suffix to Shmuel was mili imimsul shliach, if someone is appointed as a shliach on milim, if it's possible to give over those words to another shliach, and therefore is it possible that these Edim could go and appoint a sefer to actually write this get, and the other tzad is iloy mimsul shliach, and maybe the din is that mili is loy mimsul shliach, and therefore the Edim don't have a right to give over the task of writing this get to a sefer, and as Rashi says, upasled hachamili ba'alma maslu be'in chayzud v'nimtzaron sefer. That since Reuven only gave over a task to the Edim and he didn't actually give them anything that's be'en, so maybe you can't give that over to a sefer. But le'damim le'meisa get l'shluchay, and this is not similar to someone that gave a physical item to a shliach and he gave him the actual get to go and deliver to his wife. That certainly the din is sheyachal lachzav v'lasa shliach acha, that the shliach could make another shliach, as potentially the only time that we say that shliach could make another shliach is only when it's an actual physical item that he's delivering, or he's doing a shlichus that relevant to something that's be'en. However, potentially milin is loy mimsul shliach, and the Gemara says, "Bahama Shmuel, how can you say that this was a suffix to Shmuel?" But Shmuel says that Amar Rabbi halacha Rabbi Yisi, the Amar milin loy mimsul shliach, that halacha follows Rabbi Yisi, that milin cannot be given over to shliach, and therefore certainly the sefer cannot write this get, and the edim cannot give over the task of writing this get to the sefer. And where do we see this din of Rabbi Yisi? From a Mishnah that Rabbi Yisi said, "No milin shliach, afilu mukal balam shafilu amlo bezna galu shvayim tnu get lishti." They can't give that task over to a shliach. And before we continue, let's point out that certainly if Reuven would actually specify to Edim that I want you to sign this get, I want you to give this get to my wife, but I want you to actually go to a sefer and have a sefer write the get, certainly that's possible for Reuven to be manad shluchim to give over milim to another shliach. As in that case, we don't say milim is leil mimsul shliach. And the only time that we have a shaila if milim is mimsul shliach or if milim leil mimsul shliach is if the person actually said to the Edim, I want you to specifically write this get and give it to my wife. And if he says so, so then we would say, Milo Mimsul Shliach, and they can't go and be Mamana a Sefer to write the get for them. And therefore the Gemara says, El Shmuel, Hakami Boile, really Shmuel's suffix was as follows, Haik Seivu, when Reuven said, I want you to write this get and give it to my wife, Iksav Yodon, Iksav a get, what did Reuven actually mean when he said the Lashon Seivu? Maybe he meant to say that I want the Edom to actually sign on the get, but he didn't care who actually wrote the get, and therefore certainly these Edom could actually go and be Mana Seifa. Or maybe when Reuven said Ksevu, he actually was Makbid, and he meant to say that not only did I want you two Edom to sign on the get and give the get to my wife, but I actually want you two to actually write the get itself. And then of course Mili is Loy Mimsil Shliach, and therefore if they were Mana Seifa, the get would be possible. And the Gemara is Vitif Shleim Mastisin, the Lachar we should bring a riot to the Suffolk of Shmuel from Mishnah, as in the Mishnah we said, Amal Shnayim, if Reuven said to two Edom, to get Ishti, give this get to my wife, or the Shleisha, Kisu get Utsun Ishti, or Reuven said to three people, I want you to write this get, I want to give it to my wife, the Mishnah stated that they have to write the get and they have to give it to his wife. Right now, the Gemara thinks that it means to say that once he said they have to write the get, it means that they have to sign the get, and they even have to write the get, and the Mishnah specifically says, that these Edom have to write the actual get, and they have to give it to his wife, and they can't be Mana Seifa. And L'chair, we see that when a person says Loshin Kisvu, he means that not only should the Edom actually sign the get, but he should actually write the get. And the Gemara says, he gufa coming by lay, this is gufa the Shaila of Shmuel, Ksevu, when the Mishnah said Loshin Ksevu, Ksav Yadinu doesn't mean that he meant to say that I want you to sign on the get, or Ksav Agetu, or does it mean that he wants him to actually write the physical get? And certainly he can't bring Uriah from this Mishnah, but the Gemara continued, Pshita the Ksav Agetu, the L'chair is Pashat, that it means that he wanted him to write the actual physical get, the Tani Sefer, because we see the Sefer of Mishnah, that Rabbi Yesi said to Rabbi Chanina, Ishoinoi, Namino L'Shliach, and he said over to the Shliach, Afanu Mekubalim, that we also have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Kiva, and he said, just opposite, Shafilo Amal, Bezna Gadol Shibushlein, to get L'Ishti, Shiyumadu V'yichtu V'yidullah, that the Bezna has to actually go and learn how to write a Shtar, and learn how to write a get, and they have to write the actual physical get, and then give it to his wife, and they can't give it over that Shlichus to a Sefer. And the Gemara says, Iyam Rabbi Shleim, Ksava Get Hushaper, that if we will explain on Mishnah that we're talking about the actual physical writing of the get, then it makes a lot of sense that Bezdin would not necessarily know how to write a get. However, Eliyamir Ksav Yodnu, and if you can explain that when Mishnah said that Bezdin has to be Yilmildu V'yichtu V'yidula, that they have to actually learn how to sign their signatures, and Bezdin can really give over the task of writing the get to a Sefer, then this wouldn't make sense as Miyikah Beidin, Lo Yodah Michtav Chasim Zidayu. Is there Bezdin in the world where they don't know how to sign their signatures on a get? And therefore, clearly we should be able to be patient to Shiloh of Shmuel, that if Reuven says to Edom that I want you to write a get for me, he doesn't mean that they should only sign the get, but he means that they should actually write the physical get, and therefore they won't be able to give that task over to a Sefer, because Milu Leim Mimsin Lon Shliach, and therefore L'chayra, why was Shmuel Mesupik? And the Gemara answers, in Ikka Beidin and Chagta, that it is possible to find that the Yonim don't know how to sign their names in a get, as we are discussing a case where there was a brand new Bezin, and they didn't have the experience of signing their names in a get. Therefore, from the din of Rabbi Yesi in our Mishnah, you can't bring Uriah to the Suffolk of Shmuel, as it's possible that in Chinami in our Mishnah, all that we required is that these Edom would sign on the get. But possibly when Reuven told them Kisvu that they should write a get, it didn't mean that he should actually physically write a get, and that task they would be able to appoint a Sefer for, and therefore Shmuel still had his Suffolk and were not able to be pushed from our Mishnah, and we will stop over here.